Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We are coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, September 24th, 2012 edition of NIPS by Pulp and Paper Radio International. And welcome to our new time, 7 a.m. on the U.S. East Coast. I am Jim Thompson, your host. As always, your suggestions are welcomed. You can email me at any time at jthompson@taii with PPRI in the subject line. In the news today, starting with Oceania, Dateline Sydney, Australia. According to media reports, Amcor can thank foreign markets for its Australian $413 million annual profit as Australian margins fell and volumes remained steady. The company said it expected to reap about Australian $50 million of savings once its new paper mill in the Sydney suburb of Botany was fully operational. The Australian $550 million mill will produce lightweight recycled grades for packaging. The projected net cost of the mill has increased by $20 million, and the commissioning date has been pushed back from July to September. The site is scheduled to reach full capacity 18 to 24 months later and produce large savings in energy, water consumption, and landfill. Amcor's net profit rose 15.7% year-on-year for the 12 months to June 30, 2012, although revenue fell 1.8% to $12.2 billion Australian dollars, and net debt worsened by 11.3% to $3.6 billion Australian dollars. The company attributed the climbing debt to the increased spending on the Botany mill and the $230 million Australian dollar acquisition of Aperio Group. It also blamed the high Australian dollar for wiping away about $35 million in profits. The Australasia and Packaging Distribution Division boosted sales by 1.3% to $2.9 billion Australian dollars, but pre-tax profits fell 4.5% to $153 million Australian dollars, and operating margins declined from 5.6% to 5.3%. Amcor reported stable volumes in beverage cans, cartons, corrugated boxes, and glass. Australia and New Zealand contributed 19% of Amcor's revenue, with the balance coming from North America, 33%, Western Europe, 29%, and emerging markets, 19%. We'll be back in less than a minute.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Process Labs services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. Let's go to Dr. Travis Hale in Golden, Colorado. What's the situation, Travis?
The PM40 closed Friday, September 14th at 2167, up 1.9% from the September 7th close. This marks the highest weekly close since data collection began in January 2002. Over the trading week, gainers led decliners by a 7-3 margin. The RIDEX Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund outperformed the PM40 over the last week with a 2.7% gain. Among PM40 shares, the week's biggest winner was Fibria Cellulose, up 15%. The week's worst performer was ModPak, down 11%. USG was the top performer over the last year, up 181%. The deepest decliner over the last 52 weeks has been Synveo, down 39%. The RIDEX S&P tracker is up 18.8%, while as a whole, the PM40 is up 22% over the last year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Travis. Continuing with news around the world, let's move on to Asia. Dateline India. Atiant Capital, a shareholder in the Andhra Pradesh Paper Mills, also known as AP Paper, an Indian pulp and paper manufacturer acquired by International Paper, said it is pleased with the recent ruling in favor of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, India's equivalent of the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, over International Paper by the Securities Appellate Tribunal of India, and in doing so protecting minority shareholder rights in India. In March 2011, International Paper purchased 53.46% of AP Paper from the control group of AP Paper for US$9.51 per share, aggregating to US$202 million. In April 2011, International Paper made an open offer to buy another 21.54% of the shares from remaining shareholders for $9.89 per share under the SEB takeover code mandating an open offer. However, as supplemental payment, International Paper paid only the control group an additional $2.38 per share, aggregating to $50.5 million in the form of a non-compete fee. This extra payment made solely to the control group by International Paper was not permitted by SEBI in an administrative order, and SEBI's stand was challenged in the Securities Appellate Tribunal by International Paper. Atiant Capital and other minority shareholders of AP Paper filed its own representation supporting SEBI's stand in an intervention application. The Securities Appellate Tribunal's September 2012 ruling on the issue decided that the payment of the non-compete fee is a sham, depriving other shareholders of their rightful claims to get a just price for their shares. That was the quote from them. And upholding the view that the non-compete fee paid to select shareholders will also be paid to all public shareholders. Dateline Cambodia, the axe-bashed body of a Cambodian journalist who uncovered illegal logging activity was found dead in the trunk of his car Tuesday, less than 1 week after his latest story was published, the New York Daily News reported last week. Hang Sari Odom wrote for the Vorachuan Khmer Daily and had been missing since he left his home a week ago Sunday night. Authorities found his car abandoned in a cashew nut plantation in Cambodia's northern Rantanakiri province. "It's not a robbery, it's a murder," said senior police officer Song Bunt Hanarm. The writer's death exposes what experts say are two growing problems in Cambodia: illegal logging and limits on freedom of expression. Before his death, the 44-year-old made a name for himself covering illegal logging, a common practice in the poor South Asian country trying to quickly develop. Colleagues had warned Odom that his stories, often covering the shady dealings of powerful business and political provincial leaders, would get him into trouble. Odom's last piece, published September 6, accused a military police commander's son of using military vehicles to smuggle logs and of taking money from people who were taking wood legally. Stories like these were risky in a province where an especially large number of powerful interests are involved in illegal logging, according to Pin Bonar, the provincial coordinator for the Cambodian Human Rights and Development Association. On to Africa. Dateline South Africa, Mineral Technologies, Inc. announced that it has signed a commercial agreement with Mondi, SA, a division of the Mondi Group, to provide Fulfill E-325, a new high filler technology at the paper company's Merabank paper mill in Durban, South Africa. This is the second commercial agreement with an affiliate of the Mondi Group. The first was with their paper mill in Ruzomberok, Slovakia, which was signed in July. Mineral Technologies now has 10 agreements with paper mills that have adopted the Fulfill E-325 technology that the company introduced in late 2010. These agreements confirm the commercial progress of the Fulfill brand, a portfolio of high filler technologies that offer paper makers a variety of efficient, flexible solutions that decrease the dependency on natural fibers and reduces costs, the company said, adding that the Fulfill E-325 series allows paper makers to increase loading levels of precipitated calcium carbonate, which replaces higher-cost pulp, and increase PCC usage without compromising product quality or performance. quotes, "We are very pleased this fine papermaker has adopted our new Fulfill technology at another of its major papermaking facilities, which will allow them to produce quality paper at lower cost," end quote, said Joseph C. Muscari, chairman and CEO of Mineral Technologies. "The 10 commercial agreements we now have with papermakers around the world reaffirms the revitalization of our new product pipeline and of our commitment to advance our technology leadership throughout our global satellite network." The Mondi Group's key operations are located in Central Europe, Russia, and South Africa. The company employs 23,400 people across 28 countries worldwide. The Mondi Maribank Mill in Durban, South Africa, produces a range of office papers, including the premium South African brand Mondi Rototrim. Mineral Technologies has operated a satellite at Maribank Mill since October 1997. On to South America, Dateline Colombia, Mara Melnhof Packaging has acquired a leading Colombia folding carton producer, Plegacol, which is located in Santiago de Cali. The company generates annual sales of approximately 15 million euros, the company said. Upon official authorization of this transaction, operations of Plegacol and Gráficas Los Andes S.A., Cali, the largest Colombia folding carton manufacturer in which MM Packaging already holds a 20% shareholding and an option right to 100%, will be concentrated to form a new Colombia marketing leader in folding cartons, the company said. This entity will generate sales of about €30 million, with around 400 employees, and convert approximately 16,000 metric tons of carton board per year. For MM Packaging, the acquisition of Plegacol constitutes already a third step into Latin America, subsequent to the acquisition of the Chilean market leader Marinetti in 2010 and an interest in Gráficas Los Andes S.A. earlier this year. Quotes, "Our goal is to follow our customers into future markets and to create a Latin American network of highly efficient folding carton plants, which we will develop according to the best practices of the MM Group," end quote, said CEO Wilhelm Hormansader. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
ESCO traces its history back to 1939. ESCO knows everything there is to know about Dr. Blade holders, and complete doctoring systems. They are located in modern facilities in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can learn more at www.escoincorporated.com. That's www.escoincorporated.com. Or, if you prefer, phone them at 1-920-494-3480. That's 1-920-494-3480. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
Did you know you can buy and sell used pulp and paper machinery and equipment without any brokerage fee? Just go to fixedassetrecovery.com and list your items for sale for free. That's FixedAssetRecovery.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our morning highlight for the week, and this week we have Dr. Box.
Hi, I'm Dr. Box, the paper packaging expert for Pulp and Paper Radio International, and our topic of the day is sustainability. Sustainability is the biggest trend in the paper-based packaging industry today. It continues to gain support and traction daily. What is the goal of sustainability for paper-based packaging, you may ask? It is to eliminate as much unnecessary packaging as possible, use recycled and recyclable materials for package production, use biomass waste for energy generation, and reduce the overall carbon footprint, and recycle close to 100% of paper-based packaging if possible. Paper and paper-based packaging already has the highest recyclability rates of any material in the world. Large companies like McDonald's, Walmart, and Coca-Cola continue to lead a charge towards sustainable packaging with thousands of other companies as well. This is good news for paper-based packaging as an alternative to plastic or foam packaging. The forest industry is the largest producer of renewable biomass energy in the U.S. The energy produced by our industry is greater than that of wind, geothermal, and solar sources combined. In the Olympics in London this summer, they had a goal of zero waste being sent to a landfill. This is for the largest sporting event in the world. That required a lot of work and effort on the part of everyone involved to implement from the design stage to the recycle stage. That is a tremendous commitment. Also this year, China passed a law that bans excessive packaging, and the specifics are being finalized. They are the first country to create such a law. When you consider that they are the fastest growing country in the paper packaging arena, this is a bold move. In Canada, there are dozens of laws being implemented to eliminate the use of plastic bags, and in the U.S., plastic bags and EPS foam both, in favor of sustainable paper bags, boxes, and void fill. The City Council of Los Angeles, the second largest city in the United States, voted in favor of passing a law that eliminates plastic grocery bags after the plastic bags had almost entirely eliminated paper bags across the United States. Many other cities across the U.S. have done the same and continue to do so. San Francisco, of course, passed a law banning EPS foam, which was the first such law in the U.S. This is great news for a paper-based packaging industry. Demand for paper bags, boxes, and void fill should gradually move away from petroleum products and should increase. Once the paper packaging industry was attacked by all of the environmental groups because we cut down trees. Everyone gets all upset if a tree gets cut down on a tree farm, but they don't seem to care if a corn stalk gets cut down in a cornfield. With so many certified sustainable forests now, the raw materials for paper-based packaging are not much different than other crops. There are actually more trees in the United States today than there were 100 years ago because of our industry planting more trees than we cut down. Paper-based packaging and its supply chain and customers deserve to be applauded for the tremendous effort to improve our world through sustainable packaging. We need to be the champions of the new charge in support of paper-based packaging, the sustainable, recyclable future of packaging. I am Randy Ferris, Dr. Box, President of the Dr. Box Consulting and Packaging Recruiters. You can visit my website and blog at www.askdrbox.com. If you need to train your team, I'm the top trainer in the business. You can call me at 775-443-5529, or you can email me at drbox@live.com. I am the top trainer in the paper-based packaging industry. So please give me an opportunity if you have any training needs, whether it be center lining your corrugator or your converting equipment or lean manufacturing training. We have another lean manufacturing for packaging professionals course that's going to be offered soon to allow you to become a certified packaging lean practitioner if you so desire. We also offer training on DOT regulations for the UN4G packaging, as well as packaging testing and a variety of other training. Please consider me for any of your consulting or training needs. Until next time, let's all stay inside the box.
On to Europe, Dateline Helsinki, Metso has scrapped an extra dividend announced days before the Finnish engineering firm said it was to cut more than 600 jobs, a move that had prompted criticism from union leaders and government officials, media outlets reported this past week. Metso, which had proposed an extra dividend of a half a euro on September 12th, said on Tuesday last week it would cut jobs at its Finnish paper machine operations, triggering angry reactions from officials who said the company was acting irresponsibly. The company said it aimed to save 30 million euros a year from the cuts, which will take place during the first half of 2013. Finland, the country, is Metso's biggest shareholder with an 11% stake through its investment arm, Solidium. Quote, withdrawing the proposal is, in the board's view, in the best interest of the company, its shareholders, the personnel, and thereby Metso's overall position and future development, end quote, the company said on Thursday. Kari Jarvinen, the head of Solidium said the decision was a wise one, enabling the company to focus on its projects instead of criticism. Quotes, "We have discussed this matter with the board, but the board had made the decision independently," he told Reuters. Heidi Hautala, the minister in charge of state holdings, had said previously that the combination of an extra dividend and job cuts was, quotes, "inappropriate." On Thursday, she said on her blog, quotes, "The decision to cancel the dividend is a welcome proof that public statements can guide companies' ways of acting," end quotes. Metso Paper Machines business has been hit by a weaker economy and a shift to digital media. European papermakers such as Finnish companies Stora Enso and UPM Kymmenen have been suffering from falling paper demand for years. Dateline London, HIG Capital's European arm, HIG Europe, has simultaneously acquired Vacumet Paper, a Massachusetts-based metallized paper manufacturer, from Scholl, and AR Metallizing, a Belgian metallized paper manufacturer, from Ackermans and Van Haren. The combined group will become a major player in metallized paper used in the beverage and consumer packaging goods markets, HIG Europe said. At present, the group's metallized paper is utilized as the base paper in gift wrap, consumer product packaging, food packaging, spirit labels, premium beer labels, as well as several household brands, namely Hasbro and Coors Light in the United States and Lurpak Butter and Beck's Beer in Europe. With more than 120 million euros in revenues, the company said it will distribute metallized paper from three production facilities located in the United States, Italy, and Belgium to customers worldwide. We've come to our final commercial break.
Bright is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. You can find them online at cbrightproducts.com. That's cbrightproducts.com or telephone 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International. Do you want to be involved in real innovation in the pulp and paper industry? Become involved in the Light Green Machine Institute. Find out more by joining. It's free at www.lightgreenmachine.net. That's www.lightgreenmachine.net.
If you are a sole practitioner consultant, you may wish to join the Consultant Connection. This is more than just marketing training and advertising. We have a complete program to enhance your business. You receive favorable listings on the Papa Italo supplier directory. And only Consultant Connection members can supply articles to NIP Impressions' new Pulp and Paper Expertise page. For more information, visit the top right column on NIP Impressions. That's www.nipimpressions.com. Or call Jim Thompson at 678-206-6010. That's 678-206-6010. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
We're back, and now on to North America. Dateline Greenwich, Connecticut, BD White Birch Investment LLC last week announced the successful completion of the acquisition of the assets of White Birch Paper Company. According to the company, the completion of the acquisition represents the successful culmination of a nearly three-year restructuring process, resulting in the formation of a newly revitalized and competitive enterprise. Quotes, "I am pleased that the conclusion of the restructuring process, together with significantly new investment by the Brandt family and the Black Diamond-led investment group, has resulted in a healthier, better capitalized company," end quote, said Peter Brandt, chief executive officer of the new White Birch. He continues, "The process of turning this company around would not have been possible without the support of our management team, new investors, and the strong belief by all of our employees that this is a vital business that is well positioned to succeed in the global paper markets for years to come." Dateline Richmond, British Columbia, Catalyst Paper announced it has successfully completed its term under Catalyst has been under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, CCAA, since January to deal with its over $800 million Canadian debt. According to the company, Catalyst has reduced its debt by $390 million, eliminated $80 million of accrued interest, and reduced annual interest expense and other cash costs by approximately $70 million. Over the past 8 months, Catalyst has taken several steps in dealing with its financial restructuring, including selling its Elk Falls mill in Campbell River and closing its Snowflake mill in Arizona. Kevin J. Clark, President and CEO, said, quotes, many parties working long and hard to resolve balance sheet and cash flow issues constructively and quickly throughout this process. I am very proud of our employees who stayed focused throughout this challenging period, end quote. Dateline Newport News, Virginia, officials with a large dock workers union and coalition of shipping companies and port authorities extended contract negotiations Thursday, putting off, at least temporarily, a strike that would have shut down ports across the East and Gulf Coast on October 1, the Daily Press in Virginia reported. The two sides lengthened the negotiation period through December 29th and, quotes, emphasized they are doing this for the good of the country to avoid any eruption in interstate commerce, end quote, says George H. Cohen, director of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, in a statement. Dateline Brokaw, Wisconsin, new owners of the former paper mill in Brokaw say several companies are interested in buying property at what likely will become a business park for light manufacturing, warehousing, distribution, and assembly industries, said the Wausau Daily Herald. Brokaw Development, a division of Niagara Worldwide based in Niagara, announced August 29th that it bought the mill property from Wausau Paper. Wausau Paper sold its print and writing paper division in January and shuttered its mill in February. The closure ended 105 years of papermaking in the tiny village north of Wausau. Niagara Worldwide officials have toured the mill property with former mill workers, Village of Brookhall leaders, and local economic development leaders. Niagara Worldwide bought 300,000 square feet of space and 10 buildings on 50 acres near the Wisconsin River. Philip Dunn, a consultant for Niagara, said some of the older buildings will be demolished, but he sees potential in some of the newer buildings that could house businesses in the next few months. 5 of the 10 buildings are connected, but possibly can be rebuilt for use by multiple businesses, he said. Highway and railroad access make the mill site attractive. Dave Ekman, Economic Development Coordinator for the Marathon County Development Corp, a branch of Wausau Region of the Wausau Region Chamber of Commerce, said the village is seeking $100,000 grant from Wisconsin to develop a long-term economic development plan. The plan would look at not only the former paper mill site, but the entire village. And finally today, don't forget that the Light Green Machine Institute's fourth annual conference is coming up in just a few months. That is in January here in Greater Atlanta. We are looking for more speakers, but the list is filling up rapidly. If you have an innovative approach you would like to present, or if you'd like to attend the conference, please let us know. Just email me, Jim Thompson, at jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. We want to thank you for listening to our show this morning. We hope you have a safe and prosperous week in the paper industry worldwide. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you are always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. That would be globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, a subsidiary of Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, in the United States. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.